both, I would say. Some of those houses have been redone by people from Texas that have plenty of money and like living here.
Oil money, huh?
But I think it would be fair to say that there are very few old-fashioned families with plenty of money that live in the French Quarter.
Where would the old-fashioned families live? In the Garden District?
Garden District, the uptown area, near Audubon Park.
Are there, when I was in Houston recently, and I was talking to a woman there, and she was telling me that the Houston, it's really kind of strange, they don't, you don't have zoning, you've got these deed restrictions, and the neighborhood she lived in, and every so many years you can renew the, you can discuss, you know, the changes in the deed, you know, you could get it changed, like, before she bought into that neighborhood, you had to have 10 acres of land to build a house there, which, you know, automatically made it pretty exclusive, but then they changed it down to 1 acre of land, but you had to own 1 acre of land in order to build a house there. Is there, so in effect, they really had the neighborhood under pretty tight control, you know, about, just with that clause there. Are there neighborhoods, the Garden District obviously would be exclusive just because it would be so incredibly expensive to try to buy a house there. But are there other neighborhoods that have restrictions like that keep it pretty exclusive?
Yeah, but I think most of those neighborhoods are in suburban areas. Well, the French Quarter has very, very strict zoning requirements. You can't do anything in the French Quarter unless the Vieux Carré Commission says you can do it.
Like painting a house?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even paint your house an odd color unless they like it. That kind of thing.
Who gets on the Vieux Carré Committee?
The mayor, I think, appoints the members. It's worked out pretty well so far.
What other neighborhoods are like that are pretty difficult to get in?
Well, the lakefront, there's some areas of the lakefront that I think have a lot of restrictive, I don't think you find many, I don't know that much about titles, and I haven't run that many titles, but in the uptown area you don't find that many restrictive covenants and deeds. Zoning applies all over the city, but you don't really find single family requirements and deeds. I don't think I've ever seen that in an uptown house, although I'm sure that there may be a few. But out on the lakefront, the lots are laid out and there are all kinds of restrictions in those deeds.
What are the boundaries for the lakefront area?
Well, I don't really know that much about that part of the city. I've never been out there that much, but it's the lake, say, from the Yacht Club, West End Boulevard, over as far as LSUNO, and then maybe back, oh, say, 15 blocks from the lake. That'd be my guess. Robert E. Lee Boulevard.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's not far enough. I don't know.
What about the middle-class neighborhoods? Where would most of the middle-class neighborhoods be?
Well, I think between the Garden District and Audubon Park is a kind of a middle-class neighborhood. That's where I live. Then out in Metairie, you know, the bank executive type people and middle management people may live out in some of the newer subdivisions in Metairie, across the river, Gretna, Timberlane, that area.
What about the blacks live in those neighborhoods?
There are a few, I think, yeah.
Are there separate black middle-class neighborhoods?
Well, yeah, there are. There was one black middle-class area that was developed for that purpose called Pontchartrain Park. It's near the lakefront.